Okay, everybody. Perfect. So now I'd like to welcome us to our Q&A portion of our beautiful connection today. So you can press star 2 to ask your question. And then this, I'd like to also hear an update. You know, those of you who may not have a question, but you'd like to just, you know, hey, this is who I am, this is what I've done this since last week, and really get support. That would be lovely. And then you can also type your questions in on the webcast, and I will get to them. All right? It looks like we got some peeps, so line yourselves up by pressing star 2. We have got, I think this is Carolyn. Is this you, Carolyn?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi. Hi.
Yes.
What's your question?
So much is happening. First of all, I got so inspired last week that I kind of, you know, I started kind of doing this. I didn't know it was coming up, but so now I'm already kind of in the process. So I'm wondering if I should go back. I did the journaling exercise. If I should go back, or if I should just move forward with what I have. Like, I'm kind of a little bummed that I feel like I went ahead a little, and now I would really like to go like through this process and do it right. So there's a fear that now, because I've just kind of intuitively kind of, you know, put together what I wanted to move forward in my business. Just wondering if you have an idea what would be better.
Well, I think that right now you're focusing on making money.
Yes.
And so I think you need to do both. I think taking time to go through it again, if there's more, you know, if you kind of went over it like, and you did a really good rough draft, and now you need to go and you need to edge, or you need to go through and make it look good, then do that. But then also keep focusing on making money, because you're launching right now.
Yes. Okay.
Does that work? I like your excitement.
Yes, me too. So I think I'm onto something. It feels scary, but it also feels good. So I'll post my new who I am in the group, because it's just coming out right now.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yes.
All right. I feel your energy, and it's beautiful. Keep it up.
Thanks.
All right. Looks like we've got a number ending in 2773 from Texas. Hi, who's this?
This is LaShante.
Hey, LaShante.
I am really excited. I did a majority of the work from last week. I will have to go back because I was traveling and make sure I do the process where we have our session, where we send out the old and welcome the new. So I'm excited about that, and then this work, because I actually did start doing some planning of my signature program last week, but without all the details that you had, so I'll be doing that this week. So one of my questions is, and I'm not sure we'll get to it if we have a branding class or not, but one of the things that I noticed is that you, as well as, you know, some of your other colleagues, you basically brand yourself, like not a business name or anything like that. And so I have a business name, something that I've, you know, worked with over the last 2.5-3 years, and I'm wondering if I just need to brand me and have my website as me as opposed to the name of my business.
Yeah. Well, you could do both. If you can get, you can have the name of, you can have two URLs, two domains,
mm-hmm.
Two domains with your, definitely every one of you get your name for sure as a URL, and get it for the rest of your life. Get it for the next 100 years or as long, 20 years, as long as you can, for sure. And then if you have your business name, that works also. But can you, I think that we are in the age of the personal brand, and it depends. You know, if you have a vision, I don't know the ins and outs of your business, LaShante, but if you see yourself selling your business at some point, or you having someone else work for you, you know what I mean? Then you might want a different, if you want to sell it and you turn it over.
No, my vision is, you know, pretty much to brand myself and to be portable and be able to do it anywhere, so I don't see having to do that. But I guess the only thing is, I think, wow, my name is extremely long. And so I'm going, you know what I mean? Like,
why don't you just go LaShante?
Okay. LaShante.com.
I mean, isn't that's beautiful?
Okay.
Or I mean, and get both. Get your first name and also get your last name.
Okay.
Get all the URLs, and then you can just, I mean, Oprah's Oprah.
Yeah, that's right.
Marianne Williamson's Marianne. There's not many LaShantes out there, so you might as well rock that one out.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll do that.
Yeah, good question. And, yeah, we will be talking about branding, like weaving it through. Yeah, I'm weaving it through, but I definitely, I don't know. You can look on the materials page. I don't have it in front of my mind right now if we have just branding.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, your tip was good. It was good enough encouragement.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go over to the webcast. Those of you all, you can just do a check-in and tell me how you're doing. All right, let's go over here, webcast. Webcast, hi, all of you. There's lots of you on there. I am going over to our questions, like I just said. Okay, let's see. Teba, I wonder if you have any suggestions in regards to time blocking on the calendar. Oh, I do. I'm a massage therapist, essentially on call from 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday, for a chiropractor near my home. I've changed my availability on Monday and Wednesday to only be available from 12 to 7. Good. I did this to sort of create demand and start training clients, so to speak, to schedule in advance. Very good idea. And I only do 5 hours of massages each day. Good. It's all still very last minute and erratic and makes it hard to block time because I don't want to miss out on possible money. Right now, I just try to get to my IIN school lectures during non-massage time and then try to schedule most stuff for Fridays and weekends, but that's also family time. I crave that structure, and this schedule seems to throw me off a bit. Maybe I just need to keep practicing and fine-tuning. Yeah, you crave structure, so let me look at this a second. So you need the time, and I like that you just did it from 12 to, now you're just doing 12 until 7, so you could work in the morning. You can, in terms of your studies and setting up your business, you can do all that in the mornings. You know, you're in school, and is there any way, see, I don't know if you can, if I were a massage therapist or if I was a massage therapist or a coach or, you know, which I am, I would definitely require people to buy in packages and they get a discount. So they get 5 massages for, I'm going to just throw out a number, $1,000. And then, I mean, that feels so much better, right? I don't know if you can do that if you're working with a chiropractor or you have a special. But because, I mean, we all know that real change, I mean, people need a massage once a month, twice a week. Sorry, they need one daily. They need one, they really do. And so if you can get clients or you can create a system as a massage, you know, I've done Rolfing before, which was like a 10-session package. There's something that you could do to package up your massages and really own your value of who you are as a massage practitioner and really sell packages. That would really support you in having money and then creating that structure that you crave. You're going to need time for yourself as well. And when you say your time on the weekends and your time with family, I really recommend, I mean, other maybe more masculine coaches would say, listen, well, it's a tough thing because I really think, and I have one of my affirmations, is that the more I play, the more they pay. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's so weird to say that to my clients, like, but you know what I mean? It's just a fun affirmation I have. Like, the more joy I have, the more money I make. The more fun I'm having, the more money. And the money comes from sources. The money isn't coming from the client. The money comes from the source. Anyway, so I really think that you all, if you're working these, a lot of you have a couple jobs, plus you're starting to say, you need at least one day to yourself. You know, I don't really have a full day to myself because I'm a mom of small kids, whatever, but a day just without work, like time off, like literally for play. I really love to see all of you, maybe it's Saturday or Sunday, that it's like you don't look at email, you don't look at Facebook, and you're just, you know, unplugged and enjoying your life just for the sake of joy, for the sake of, like, enjoying life. Like, do you really think we were here to work all the time? No, we're here to have a day of rest, at least one day of rest. enjoy and fun. Okay, so I would plan that and then be efficient. If you're taking on clients, if your intention is to start enrolling like health coaching clients, then I would do, okay, clients from 10 till, you know, maybe it's you do have an early morning and it's like 8 to 11, you have two clients. And then you chunk, like you have your client days and then you have your content creation days. And then you have your marketing days. And that would help you. I hope that helped, Heba. Okay. I've got a few other questions here. Okay. Let me just go answer the second question from Jessica Matthew from New York. I am nervous about payment solutions as a health coach, still at Integrative Nutrition, graduating in September, and I am looking to really start full-time now. I want to work over phone, especially with health histories. What is a great way to start getting paid since I am living off savings? Any legal issues I should know about too? So a great way to get paid, in the, first of all, I'm wondering why you're nervous about payment solutions. I'm not sure. I think, like, that's what I used. I also used PayPal in the beginning. I know you can use Square. I don't know, there should is in terms of any legal issues, I know that IIN has a great contract. I would use their contract and make sure that you get that contract signed. Really important to get the contract, all of you, before you start working. We've also included some contracts for you to, you know, modify and check with your attorney. You know, obviously you're going to want any legal binding agreement, you're going to want to have an attorney look at. If you can, you could do like LegalZoom.com or, you know, a family friend or something, however you work it. And then, yeah, start now. Start doing the health histories now. Start doing the free talks now. That's how, as a health coach, that's what I did. I booked free talks everywhere, you know, yoga studios, Pilates places. I went into those kind of Pilates and yoga places and talked to the owners and said, can I do a talk here? And then they'd be like, oh, my gosh, what do you do? And they became my clients. So, yeah, legal issues. I hope I answer those questions. Yeah, start working full-time now. Start getting your first client. Have a goal, have an intention, and start getting your first client. Like, really, really go for it. Cool. Okay. All right, then. All right, I'm thinking that this is Anastasia. All right, is that you here in Ontario, Ottawa?
Yeah, hi, Amanda.
Hi. What's your question, love?
I'm a little bit scattered. I don't know exactly what my question is, but can I just let you know, like, what's been happening?
Please.
So we can, like, try to find a question, because I'm just a bit scattered. Okay, so everything's been great. I had a lot of resistance with the contract thing. Like, even my word processor, like, cut out on me, so I couldn't even reformat it. So it's so funny. But now I have a new word processor, and everything's fine now. And plan to take it to a lawyer and everything, so that's great. And I've already gotten, like, 5 clients in the last week or two.
Wow. So, you got 5
yeah.
clients in the last week or two?
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're mostly people who already know me, so it's not like I've been meeting new people on the web or whatever, but still, like, I think it's an amazing start. And I sort of feel like I might be a little bit peaked right now, like I need to just, like, enjoy the 5 clients I have right now before I like keep turning it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I sort of feel like I might be at a bit of a receiving cap right now because I have,
okay,
like, everything happened so fast.
Yep.
And I just need to, like, breathe and let everything sink in. And I've been having a little bit of trouble with like the time management and the scheduling. Like, it's been hard for me to stick to, like, certain days for coaching and certain days for content building. Like, I've been having trouble with that piece. Just because I think at the beginning when everything is so new, and I guess I haven't really set up clear boundaries about when I'm taking clients, because I've just been like, okay, well, when's good for you? And, like, when can, you know, and so I kind of have clients all over the place right now, like, mm-hmm, in terms of scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that okay just for now because I'm just starting? And, you know, some people can't do during the day because they work, and then some people are better on weekends, and you know how all that goes?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I think I did that in the beginning, and I think it's a really huge strain on your energy, and it's hard for you to, like, reach the income goals. I mean, imagine if you went to a doctor and the doctor was like, you know, what's great for you? Friday night, 5 o'clock, perfect. Saturday morning, 8, no problem.
Oh,
Sunday,
oh, right,
no
right.
worries. I'll be there. I know. When I started, I had a client that I went to his house at 8 a.m. I would drive to his house on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, on a Sunday morning when you're supposed to be relaxing, right? And so totally, yeah, I know. We're, like, so, like, bending over backwards for everyone's schedule and then putting yourself last. Nope, not anymore. So, yeah, you need to figure out when are your coaching days and times and just own it. And there's, you know, they fit into you. Like, it's a privilege for them to work with you. You've got the cure for cancer. You know how to help these people. They need to come to you. You're the expert.
Right. So I need to have my terms. And the thing is that all these clients are local, so I'm meeting them all live, which is amazing. So, I mean, I like that anyways. I like that. I feel, like, so much more able to connect, and I really, really enjoy the live experience. But, yeah, that's kind of, you know, because, like, you know, I'm meeting one tomorrow night at my local castle, which is perfect. So this is, like, my first live client I'm taking in a castle. So, like, that's huge for me. That's, like, you know, dream come true right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess I'll just have to get a little bit clearer on boundaries and scheduling.
Well, I think in the beginning, you definitely, you're in where you are. You got your first five clients, you're feeling, and then, but I would encourage all of you to really have that mindset that if someone's going to spend time with, I mean, for your first five clients, do what you're doing, but then after that, you really want to, like, to come and hang out with you in a castle, that's going to be a VIP day with you. That's going to be a different investment, etc. So get their testimony. These people you're getting testimonials from.
Yeah, really? I will for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great to meet people live, and I would just, when you're ready, then maybe you go for more of that, you're more high touch and low tech, and you go for more of the VIP experience. You know, and they have 3 hours with you.
Yeah, and I sort of just feel like it's a learning process because, like, right now I'm just excited that I have people who want to work with me, period, right? Because I'm like, oh, like, just starting, right? So everything new is, like, so exciting. But, yes, I could see myself definitely doing that in the future. And I guess my only other thing that's on my mind is I'm meeting a woman tonight for dinner who, like, we used to be friends. And then as soon as I started doing all my personal development work, she, like, fell out of my life because I think she was a bit intimidated, and I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we lost touch. And just recently she's reached out to me again, and she's been like, oh, my goodness, I see what you're doing. Like, I want to know what's up with you, like, you know, how your transformation has happened, blah, blah, blah. So I know that she asked me out for dinner because she wants to learn from me, and she probably should be a client. Mm-hmm. And I guess right now I just sort of feel like, oh, my God, how am I going to, like, convince her that she should sign on with me, you know, because I really think she should, like, for divine reasons, not because I want her money or anything like that. But how can I just, like, show her that I have so much to offer her and that I can help heal her because I know I can.
Right. Exactly. So you're not convincing her of anything. You just hold that space and you say, you know, I'm doing this as a business, and just maybe you have you have this friendly connection tomorrow, and then you say, you know, I love that we are connected, and then tomorrow or something. I mean, sorry, not tomorrow. And then you say, well, why don't we set up a time where we can actually talk about how, and from your heart, what you just said, how I could support you, and we can actually have, like, an official, like, initial consultation, or, you know, use your own words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're actually having, like dinner, though. Like, I could, like, so I shouldn't really do a consultation over dinner, is what you're saying?
Well, you feel it, you know what, feel it out. Feel it out. I definitely, when I first started, I mean, I worked with all my best friends. Like, they were all like, oh, I want that, you know, and it was
exactly,
very casual.
Yeah.
It was very casual how it worked out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So just casually, you know, you're not taking anything from her. You're not convincing her of anything. You're just, you could help her.
Yeah.
And the way you help her is that energetic exchange of time and money.
Mhm. Yeah, and I guess just getting over the, like, still I guess feel a bit guilty for charging money for what I used to do for free all the time, right? Because this is what I've done my whole life naturally. And so now I'm just getting used to the fact that I'm charging for it.
Yep. And so that's where your money story is that there's not, like, the money is just an energy. It's a demonstration of the God or love's, you know, the universe's love. And that this is you, I mean, that's the point, is we get to get paid to live in our genius. And we get to get paid a lot to be who we are. I mean, how awesome is that? Like you just get to be you.
Yeah.
You've done it your whole life. But that you got to be cool with money and being cool with receiving.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's no guilt here. This is your professional, and you're owning your genius, and you're rocking it out. And so just
totally.
Don't take on the old money story. It doesn't serve you anymore. You did end your money drama. Go listen to a couple of those calls. You'll be back on track.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions for *2? It looks like we've got, is this you again, Carolyn? I'm not sure. Did you have another question, Carolyn?
Is that me?
Yeah. Did you raise your hand?
I put my phone in my pocket, maybe. No, I didn't have another question.
Okay. Oh, I got another one then. Okay, good. All right, Lisa. Am I saying her? Hi, Lisa in Santa Cruz.
It's just Lise.
Lise. Okay, I like it, Lise. Hi, Lise.
Hi. Since we're talking a lot about scheduling, I have big challenges around that, especially one of the jobs I'm working on is kind of a, you know, they call me at various times, and then I need to sort of jump and respond to that, so it really throws my whole scheduling off. I think it'll... this is the last of it, but definitely finding it challenging to stay in those little time blocks that I set up for myself. There, everything seems to go awry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you need to do?
Well, I definitely think it works better, like you're saying, where I have a day that I focus on, you know, what I offer my clients is it's design and artwork. So that focus time is super critical that I have that to be able to generate new work. And when everything else gets in the way of that, it becomes problematic. So, but it's really challenging to stay on track because of all the sort of facets of the business. There's the business part of it to run, and there's just certain things that have to happen. So I don't know. I don't know what the best – I just feel like it's Groundhog Day. Like I just have to keep setting up the structure, do it again, try it again, you know, see how I can make it work better each time.
Mm-hmm. Can you delegate or get some other support people? Because I'm sure that's not really some of the stuff you don't want to be doing.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, since you said delegate whatever you can, I've been doing that. We have interns who work with us, and so I've been delegating that. But as you know, it also takes time to just like, okay, now I'm going to delegate this to kind of come up with the idea of how we're going to best use what, you know, the help. And so even that piece of it ends up taking a big chunk of time. And then there's all the other little things, but that's been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The more the interns, exactly. But, and then one other piece would be to really systematize so that maybe you're doing this, but literally you could have your interns write down everything that they do that week. And then they document it. So at the end of every week, they have a written – part of their deal is they write out a script of everything they've done. And then they report it to you.
Uh-huh. And what,
this becomes your guidebook, or this becomes your manual, operations manual.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
And this goes for all of you. I mean, this is what seven-figure business owners, I mean, this is what real business owners do. They have their manual. Like, you know, this is how you put the coffee. This is how you make the coffee. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, it's written down so someone could come in, especially if a team member gets sick, and this is how you know, plug and play. Now, this is a big PIA, pain in the ASS. We don't want to do this, do we? We don't. But it will really serve you and support you so that you don't have these headaches. Mm-hmm. And you create this, and what you do it once and it's done.
Well, I think the other challenge is that every job is slightly different. There's no two alike. So I think there's some aspect of, I mean, I love the whole process that you walked through today where you really set the foundation and the groundwork so that you aren't reinventing the wheel every time. And I think once I sort of start to apply that conceptually to what we're doing, I think that might help in a lot of ways too, because the steps will be there and I won't have to kind of rethink it through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think just figuring out scheduling, it's been clearly the biggest challenge for me. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is for all of us. I mean, it's a tough one for some reason. And then there's especially if you're creative and free flowing, but you just keep playing with it in high intention and low attachment. And then I think the more you were saying in the beginning, just chunking the days.
Mm-hmm.
This is this day. This is that day that will give you. And the thing is once you get the schedule, you will really have the freedom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Does that feel good?
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. I like what you've got, you're sharing. All right, everybody. Well, this concludes our discussion today. Unless one person, you know, wants to just share one last thing, press star 2. Otherwise, we will all go forth and prosper. I'd like to, you know, drum up a little bit more little juicy juice in our forum, if I may. If we can have a little bit more, I know it's kind of summertime, so maybe you know, you don't want to maybe be online, or I don't know if it's a visible thing, or you guys are just work, you know, implementing, you know, some groups are super active in there, and I just feel that the more active and the more that we can comment on each other's things and to share and be vulnerable is really going to just serve you. I mean, if you're all creating portable, profitable, and playful businesses, virtual, this is a venue. Like, it's kind of like you're, I mean, online is where you're going to be able to be seen. And this is going to be a wonderful community for you to practice being seen. I've got to tell you that, you know, I think I made my big break because of social media, you know, because I really hung out with the mastermind friends and around my coach. And I tagged her wall every day and tagged all the people, you know, that's what we did. We tagged each other's walls and shared with each other and just got visible. And through that alignment with someone who, you know, and the alignment with the person, with the coach, with the mentor, with the tribe, the people that were going for it and living the dreams, it really helped create a lot of buzz and a lot of people to see me and for me to be heard and seen. And that's why we're in business. And money cannot come to you if you're not seen and you're not heard. If it can't see you and it can't hear you, it cannot come. So I'd like you guys to be a little bit more participatory on our little Facebook group, sharing, being more vulnerable, and we're all in this together. All right? So until then, go forth and prosper. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the start of your week, and I'll see you online this week. I believe in you. I trust you, and I love you, and I see the best for you, and I'm holding that space for you. Have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. Namaste.
The moderator has left the conference.